Hello everybody. So, in our first class, I taught you the Spanish alphabet, and here I'll teach you how to pronounce our letters in Spanish, okay? So I want to focus on a few letters especially to give you a little bit of a background. So, for example, talking of letter Z or Z, okay? In Spanish, it can be theta, okay? Theta. Like the English TH sound, okay? Th, like in thug, okay? Theta. This would be the Spanish pronunciation. I mean Spanish from Spain, okay? The European Spanish pronunciation, theta. However, in Latin America, and I'm speaking of all Latin America, theta would be pronounced theta, okay? So, in Latin America, there is no such th sound, okay, like the English th, okay? So, it's always the th sound, the soft s sound. For every time you see letter s, letter z, and often letter c, okay, it's never th, it's okay, in Latin America. In Spain, this would be th. So it's just a matter of pronunciation, right? Not too relevant. Okay, the ñ sound. Ñ is a typical Spanish letter. How is it pronounced? I know this sound does not exist in English, but it does exist in Italian. In Italian, you produce the same sound with a GN, okay? N, like in gnocchi, okay? Gnocchi is a variety of pasta. Gnocchi, Italian, okay? So I know there are many Italian communities in the United States, so maybe some of you are familiar with the ñ sound from Italian. Okay, the ñ is exactly the same as the ñ sound from Italian. Ñ. If you cannot pronounce ñ, the ñ sound, the most similar thing would be ni sound, okay? Like this, for example. Instead of pronouncing ñ, if you're having a hard time with this, you can say enie, N-I-E, okay? Enie, enie, E-N-I-E. This is not exactly the right thing, but it's the most similar to the right thing, okay? Enie. Once you manage to pronounce enie, you can try to pronounce enie, enie, okay? Good. Double L in Spanish. Double L has a unique pronunciation, okay? Double L is pronounced same as Y in Spanish, okay? Y is pronounced Y, Y, okay? It's also a pronunciation that does not exist in English. So, for example, The pronoun I in Spanish is yo, yo. How do you pronounce that Y? It's like if you were unsticking the back of your tongue from your upper palate. Yo, okay, yo. I know it's I often hear that English speakers have a hard time pronouncing that, yo. So, if you cannot, most English speakers, they just pronounce it as a regular I. Yo, yo, which is not the real thing, but it is similar to the real thing, okay? So you cannot say yo, then you say simply yo, until you manage to make up this sound. Okay, double L is pronounced exactly like the Y, yo. Be careful, the Y is pronounced exactly as a Spanish I here, always when it is at the end of a word, okay? So when the Y is followed in the same word by a vowel, it is pronounced like double L, y, y, okay? However, when it's at the end of the word, or standing alone, like the word end, which in Spanish is the word Y, just one letter, there it's pronounced like an I, it's pronounced E, okay? Good. Now, many decades ago, some decades ago, there was another letter included in our alphabet, which was letter CH, okay? It was here. Now it has been removed officially from the alphabet, that's why I'm not mentioning it here. But CH, as a letter, was pronounced or read CHE, CHE. Why? Because CH has a unique and independent sound different to C and to H. Therefore, for a long time, the Real Academia Española, the institute that officially determines what is Spanish and what is not, had decided that letter CHE would be part of our alphabet after letter C. Okay? Letter H in Spanish is mute, and I mean totally mute, not like in English, where H is pronounced like a soft exhalation, right? In Spanish it is totally mute, with the only example of CH, right? There it is pronounced like in English, ch. X is x, x, okay? W, letter W in Spanish, and letter K here, and letter K here, are controversial letters from our alphabet, because there is no original Spanish word with W or with K, okay? Therefore, there is some controversy saying that they should be removed from our alphabet. However, they are used for some Spanish, better said, for some foreign words that are incorporated into Spanish. Okay, so for example, the word kilogram, kilogramo, okay, is written with K. Kilometro, from kilometer, is written with K. Why? Because these are foreign words coming from Greek. Kilo. Kilo means a thousand in Greek, right? So, to mark that it's a word that comes from another language, the K has remained in the word, okay? Instead of using QU, right? We could Castilianize it using a Q. Where's the letter Q? Q. And U, replacing K. However, there is this will to show that it's a word that comes from a different language. Okay? And with W, whiskey, traditionally and still accepted with W, whiskey, because it's a foreign word. However, in the recent decades, it has also been accepted in a very Castilianized way that actually I hate, like this. Whisky. Okay? Whisky. It looks terrible. However, it's officially accepted, okay? A Castilianized way of speaking out and spelling whisky. Right? However, whiskey, the English spelling, is also okay and accepted in Spanish. Right? Okay, so this is all for today's phonetic class. And in our third class, let's continue with some more tips. And I want to teach you how each letter is pronounced in Spanish. Thanks, and I'll see you in our next class. Goodbye.